in the sense you want. So according to your desire, I don't think you can set up a session like this. So complete beyond your speculation, session is here. That's you in reality. That's reality put you right in the middle of Zazi, even the Karagi is put right there. There is an opportunity, wonderful opportunity. Only the human mind, the speculations, and the intellectual understanding are always grumbling. But you should really appreciate this chance. If you go back to the city and live at your home and with a friend or alone, can you do this session? I don't think, maybe some of you can do it, but I can't do it. I have been in a way drawn into the Buddhist world by Buddhists, so all of you. Not my will, not my intention. My intention, my wish, my will is very weak, very slovenly. I know myself very much. That's why I went to, that's why when I have a vocation, immediately I see myself, exactly. Then come back to the Sangha, I know myself, how weak I am. So it's really hard to adjust my life to fit that situation. So anyway, this is complete beyond the speculation. Opportunity now and here completely given to you beyond your speculation. So Wagyu, peace and harmony is to put yourself in that situation, in that opportunity, now and here, fitting yourself exactly to it. Just jump in, plunge into that opportunity. Not recklessly, with true heart. If you find real opportunity, this is real opportunity, you can deal with this opportunity, not recklessly or carelessly, but with really sincere heart. So usually we don't appreciate. We are not grateful for this situation. Because if you have a session, very naturally you feel pain, and then immediately you are beaten by the pain, so-called circumstances, zazen. Then you don't appreciate, you are not grateful for this situation because you are beaten by circumstances. What you can do, whatever you feel you like a system or you don't like a system, anyway, if you sit together like this, anyway, visibly, invisibly, you can finish session for 7 days. And can't you imagine? Can't you do 7 days session by yourself? It's very hard. Probably you may do it, but I can't do it by myself. But if you practice like this together, you can finish 7 days anyway. Can you imagine? This is great help. This is great, real opportunity. Whoever you are, young and old, it doesn't matter. you should appreciate anyway. Exactly, others. This kind of situation is, it seems to me that this kind of situation is really compassionate, generous, and magnanimous situation by which you can walk hand in hand together in peace in harmony. This is this situation. You can do this in the usual life. In ordinary, when you get up in the morning, you really get up in the morning and chant a verse. I wake up this morning, the all sentient being, realizing everything without exception, embracing all sentient beings. The ten direction means all sentient beings. You don't do it in your everyday life. But even for a moment, you can really put yourself right there, right in the middle of all sentient beings. And then you act, so-called getting up in the morning. Now you're getting up in the morning in the small territory, so-called my world. The moment when you chant this verse, you can act. You can act in the universe anyway. And then you can get up. That's why you say, as we wake up this morning, may all sentient beings, may all sentient beings realize everything without exception. Embracing all sentient beings. This is a practice of getting up in the morning. It's very rare. Very rare opportunity. Because we don't do it every day. But if you are here, anyway, sometimes you forget the once or twice, but sometimes, even later, you realize, oh, I forgot. So, after washing your face, maybe you can sit down and you can chant. Don't you think so? That's wonderful. So, therefore, you shouldn't forget the feeling of gratitude for that which you meet each other on the real opportunity to do and practice what is where to practice. If you can practice like this, you become a very brave person. Vajra person. You know the Vajra? Vajra is very hard. Unmovable means not stubborn, very stable, majestic. You should be a brave and majestic person. That is, you can use this opportunity, which is very rare. You can use it. If you can't be a majestic person and a brave person, you cannot do it. Immediately you are stumbled over, you are beaten by the circumstances. Pain, many circumstances come up. Pain, a sense of uselessness, usefulness, sleepiness, many things come up. Then you are really beaten by. If you're beaten by circumstances, immediately you grumble about circumstances. The more you are grumbling, the more you stumble over again, finally you can get up. This is very common. But if you do this, like this, anyway, even though you stumble over, but people, anyway, visibly, invisibly, people put you right in the middle of perhaps a Buddha way anyway. Like putting yourself in a zigzag life of your life, you know, zigzag type of your life in a bamboo stick. And naturally, you become straight. Do you understand this one? You don't like a straight because you always love zigzag type of life. That's why if you are put in the bamboo, you don't like it. But that is pretty good because you can know how zigzag your type you love, how much you love that one. So someday you have to put yourself like this in the bamboo stick. This is called the body and mind of the Buddha Dharma. You will certainly become a Buddha ancestor. This is called the body and mind of Buddha Dharma. This means opportunity. You can meet each other on real opportunity and practice what is real to practice. Is this modified this sentence? Okay? So this opportunity, which you can meet very rare with each other, practice which is rare to practice, is which is called Buddha ancestor. The body and mind of the Buddha ancestor. If you don't understand this one, but according to what I said for 2 days so far on the way-seeking mind, the way-seeking mind is main spring of burning your energy, vitality, that is the way-seeking mind. Drive your engine, drive your ship. Constantly, and you cannot stop it. You have to move. You have to proceed. And also, in the process of proceeding, you have to continually learn. All sentient beings, it's impossible, but you have to learn all sentient beings, which is impossible for you to learn all. That's why you have to learn constantly. You have to make the determination to learn. How? Continually you have to learn. But it's pretty hard. That's why with vow, repentance, reflections, and prayer, we can make a determination of learning continually, whole situation, all situation being, which is impossible for us to learn all in this life. And then that, your vitality, original vitality, and continuation of learning with vow, with samadhi wisdom, you are exactly put right in the middle of the right course. That is ship in reality, existence of a ship in reality, in the huge ocean, complete beyond. That is reality, not matter of discussions. So-called unity. I say unity of input and output. If I say unity of input output, it is already something conceptualized. But reality shape of A is completely put right in the middle of right course is completely beyond speculations. It's reality. Which is silent, quiet, but it's dynamically moving with ocean. Then after that, we can say, we can explain what is total panorama picture of the ship's movement right in the middle of ocean. How it's what? We say, unity of input and output. That is idea. But actually, you don't know exactly total movement of the ship. Even the ship does not. Because it's reality. But that's what you can experience. Before you explain, you are really there, right there. Then you can experience, completely beyond like or dislike, you can experience. Then after that, you can explain. Okay? So, our system, the system of the science and the system of the intellectual world is really coming after your direct experience. But we don't do it. First, so you try to understand the intellectual world, how the world is structured, and then you try to put your life into it. That's the opposite. That would be really diverse. But it is important for us, teaching and thought, it is important, but you should pay attention to real reality. You are present from moment to moment before you think it. So, this is, anyway, body and mind of Buddha Dhamma. Exactly, your body and mind is right in the middle of unity of whole universe, which is working together in peace and harmony. That is what? Just do it with sincerity. Or, if I say so, please, don't forget the feeling of gratitude for this opportunity. Live there with sincerity. And then you can learn gradually, this is our life, human life. But if you ignore this reality, real opportunity, and try to understand, you never have a chance to understand panorama picture of human life. But first of all, you have to fit yourself into this real opportunity we call N. N. N means condition or interdependent condition. That is called peace. Exactly peace. Fitting, planting into that real opportunity with sincere heart, okay? Not blindly, not for the sake of satisfying your desire, completely beyond satisfaction of your desire or not. Anyway, you have to fit, you have to plant into that real opportunity with sincere heart. That is called peace. Amen. That is called, after that, we can understand the structure teaching, so-called interdependent coordination, we say so. But that is ideas, teaching. But even you don't understand that teaching, because they are complicated. But practically speaking, it's pretty easy. Every day is open to that situation. So all you have to do is just to plunge into that real opportunity. Usually the people ask me very often difference of Rinzai and Soro. Rinzai uses corn, Soto Zen doesn't use a koan. So people ask me, if you don't use a koan, what is it useful? What is it? In other words, what do you do for the sake? For what? What do? You do that. If you don't emphasize to attainment enlightenment using the koan itself, there is no sweet chant, particular sweet chant. So very naturally you can make a question, for what do you do that? No particular aim, so-called enlightenment, or delusions, or confusion, nothing. And no use of koan itself. If so, for what do you do that in? I can tell you, you should do zazen just for doing zazen. You should become zazen what it is, when you have to do zazen, that's all you have to do. And then you say, it's ridiculous. That's alright. It's ridiculous. If you believe it is ridiculous, and then you are really, well, what you say, you might be outcast from a human society because it's ridiculous. You do something ridiculous. And then, very naturally, people are, you are a crazy guy. And then maybe you are starved to death. Why didn't you starve to death? Can't you starve to death? Can't you have this great determination to starve to death because you do ridiculous zazen? Don't believe this, but if you do this, you are really brave. Brave are enemies. Who influences whole universe, people's human culture, really you can help development of human civilization anyway. And though you don't believe me, sooner or later, anyway, everything becomes like this. Everything becomes follows in this teaching. Not only the Buddhism, not only human life, any kind of sciences will follow this teaching anyway, sooner or later, in the 21st century. Sure. Already, the science will start to follow this way. And then the science will show you, yes, it is a fact. If you don't follow this, the teaching, you cannot use my science. Then you are very confused. Hey, let's use that. But if I say so now, don't believe me. That's all right. But that's why, anyway, even though spiritual life is just like this. So if you do the Zen for the sake of, if you say for the sake of, it's pretty easy to do zazen, because there is some purpose. Well, there is some purpose in Zen Buddhism. For what do you do zazen? To become Buddha. And then if you say, I do zazen for the sake of becoming Buddha, immediately that is exactly, your lifestyle becomes exactly the same as usual life. So-called dualist. If you live in a dualistic, very naturally, the bottom of your life becomes shaky, just like earth, earthquake. because not safe. So that's why idealistically, of course, you should be Buddha. But Buddha, become Buddha is not in the future. Become Buddha is to do Zazen with your body and mind is simultaneously to become Buddha. So no dualistic. If I explain it, it's become dualistic. But practically, is just one. You never know. Just like a ship. Ship is moving right in the middle of the ocean. Quietly, but it's moving. And then how does that ship move? We say unity of input and output. That is the explanation. But explaining unity of input and output is nothing but explanation. It doesn't work. So you have to understand the unity of the input and output, and then you should live beyond unity of input output. You should know what is real reality beyond idea of unity of input and output. That is a shift, movement in movement, reality from moment to moment, which is quiet. But it's gold, even though you don't know. So that is, anyway, the body and mind of Buddha Dharma. You will certainly become a Buddha ancestors. Anyway, ancestors, Buddhas, practice like this. Anyway. You have left your home and birthplace, you depend on the clouds and you depend on water. Our clouds and water is, life is, anyway, helped by people, and grasses, birds, skies, nature, weather, rainy, snowy days. You cannot live alone. You cannot take care of yourself by yourself. That's why you depend on clouds and water. Means whole universe, every day. Real opportunity, now and here. Next moment, anyway, whole situation, you are really depend upon whole situation, panorama picture universe, which is just like a cloud, as it really is. Cloud is moving constantly, hanging in the sky, for nothing to hang on. It's moving. But it's there, in the sky. Just like a water. There is nothing to hang on for you, but you exist. Who supports your life? Universe supports your life, well, of course, but it's still realistic, idealistic. You should pay attention to reality, your life in reality, which is really supported by the universe in you, before you think it. Think of it. How? Anyway, proceed and collect information with vows and prayers and etc. That is what? Just be quiet. Just do it. Just like a ship moving. That is a Zazen, typical practice. Typical type of practice was very simple and condensed. Because the ship in reality is very quiet. It is fast. Zazen is exactly like this. Sit down there. How this Zazen in reality works. Then that is 18,000 Buddhist scriptures. place, huge mansion. And then we hang on that 18,000 scriptures. Yes, I believe this. And then completely you forget the life in reality which is moving on layer of change from day to day, from moment to moment. So you depend on clouds and you depend on water. The helpfulness of this assembly in support of you and your practice surpasses that which was given by your father and mother. Your father and mother are temporarily close to you in birth and death, but this assembly is your companion in the way of enlightenment for all time. I don't mean maybe you have lots of questions about this, but I don't mean you should ditch this path. Your parents, mother and father, because your mother and father let you be born in this world and raise your life. But the people in the Sangha, they are something more than father and mother because they make you mature. Mature and peaceful. Visible and invisible. The people in the Sangha, anyway, put you work exactly in peace and harmony, just like a ship moving every day. The unity of input and output is this community. Anyway, community or Sangha or Buddhist world. Anyway, people in the Sangha, visibly, invisibly, and put you to live in that, this universal life. So, friends in the Sangha, make your life mature and deep. So that's why your friends in the Sangha are very important. But your friend in Sangha and parents are no different because they live in the Buddhist world. But there is a differentiation there. In the Buddhist world, flower is flower, bird is bird. So, there is, you have to deal with the bird, as it is. Do there in the Buddhist world, so you can really take care of it with sincere heart. But bird is different from grasses. Human beings, sky. But when you see the grasses, you should know that what the grass is and deal with the grass as it is. But it is not creating discrimination between them. So that's why basically you have to respect. Respect is to deal with your object, yourself, with respect. Not thinking respect. Sense of respect, no. You should manifest and deal with something with respect. That is a practice for us. That's why Dogen Zenji mentioned here, mother and your father and mothers are important but temporarily close to you in birth and death. They are very close to you. But this parents are parents. No matter how old you become, 50 and 60, 60, 70, right in the middle right in front of your parents, you still little boy, little girl. Because parents really have strong attachment, emotionally intimate to you. It's very difficult to know human world, panorama picture of the human world in the universal perspective. But you can know human feelings, emotions, that small world. You can know. How strong attachment there? Yes, you can know. That's why you feel good, you know? You feel good. But that attachment is really puts you right in the middle of small world. But we have to collect huge information of huge world, all sentient beings, not on the information from emotional world or sentimental world, intellectual, sentimental, beyond that. Visibly and visibly, we have to collect the information many from many beings. That's why the Linden says, but this assembly is your company in the way of enlightenment for all time. Anyway, the friend, anyway, in the Sangha, visibly, invisibly, consciously or unconsciously guides you to enlightenment, universal life. So that's why we have to live. Peace and harmony. Because your friends all are inward great friends for us. So in monastery, all monks are called, the assembly is called Jojo Dai Kaishu, means Jojo means pure and clean. Dai Kaishu means a great ocean assembly. So assembly of great ocean and which is pure and clean. That is the name of the assembly in the Sangha. So when you join in the assembly in the Sangha, you become, anyway, a person who lives in the great ocean which is pure and clean, visibly in the Sangha. That's why we have to do, we have to live in peace and harmony together, and that is simultaneously to promote further in this way. For this, we have to practice hard anyway, even though you want to be lazy or slovenly, not for the sake of your life. You should think carefully for next generation, for all sentient next generation, for others. Anyway, we have to do practice seriously, hard, now. And then you can promote. Otherwise, in the later generation, very naturally, Buddhism, whatever, human culture, human life, becoming lazy. The more civilization is developed, human beings are lazy because you can push a button and then results come up very naturally. Even though you don't have any idea what's going on between, you don't care because it's very quick and it makes your life pretty nice. So it's fun. Push a button and get the result. But I don't think it is final goal.